Courageous faith. By faith are two of the most important words in all the Bible. Faith is believing truth that has been revealed by God. It's also a hope in what God has revealed about Himself, the world, and things to be in eternity. Faith helps us grasp the origins of the universe, too. God commanded the world and the entire universe into existence. That's what is revealed in the Bible. It's faith that allows us to accept that truth. In the case of Abel, Adam and Eve's son, God made clear that people must approach him on only one basis, by faith. In other words, Abel and all individuals after him could find favor with God when they trusted him, demonstrated faith in his word. Another example was Enoch, an Old Testament individual who also lived by faith in God's word. He walked with God. He trusted him. He believed what God revealed to him. If you come to God through Jesus by faith, then you are to walk with him also by faith. It is then the walk of the believer that becomes important. But most unusually, Enoch apparently didn't die. He was simply translated into God's presence. But prior to that, he believed God after his son Methuselah was born, Genesis 5. There's no evidence as to what God said to Enoch, but he trusted him regardless, and it became for him eternal life. Faith makes all the difference in our relating to God. You simply can't live a good enough life to please God and find his favor. What pleases God is when you believe him, when you put your faith in what he has revealed. If you want to come to God and be found acceptable to him, you must believe that he exists and that he is who he claims to be. You must believe everything he has revealed about himself in his word. Do you believe God? Then there's Noah, who perhaps ranks as one of the top 10 most famous heroes of the faith in all the Bible. And the reason for that is because of how much he had to defy logic and plain common sense in order to believe God. When God commanded Noah to build an ark, Noah had never seen rain or a storm, let alone imagine something as substantial as a floating vessel. But he believed, and his faith saved his entire family. His salvation included the salvation of his entire household, Genesis 6. That's the power of faith. It brings you to God. And now your faith is in Jesus, God's Son. He did everything for you. And when you put your faith in him, there will be no judgment for you, only deliverance, only life, and life forever with God. That's God's promise. Will you have faith? Next, learn of God's blessing on the father of all who believe, Abraham.